We've got quite a fantastic large amount. Number
they
of
have
new
to turn
schools.
Them away because they have so many.
I think the number of motels is
yeah, that's the
changed from the time.
Yeah,
even from when we were in down to Miami.
What Broadway is in town. Now, this was still, when I was a little girl, was still rather sparsely populated. And instead of being motels, there would be like great big homes. And I know our church used to have once a year a big church picnic down on the beach. And oh, we had great times. And I can remember going for the blue, see the bluebird, which Sir Malcolm Campbell raced. They turned school out. And we stood there, and we stood there, and we stood there, and we waited and waited and we looked. And they said, here he comes, you know. And we watched. Very
much. And all that time, you know, but it's,
oh, they built.
I look at it now and see, you know, how it's built up down, further down to the
It's mostly tourist oriented, though. There's not that much of it in industry or anything.
There didn't used to be as much tourists.
No, there was,
yeah,
it was, it's always been tourists, but I mean, it's just
but not
spread so much.
There is now.
Like the hotels and things go way up above Ormond by the sea now and way down.
There
it's getting closer
to
the inlet and the speedway, you know, you used to race on the beach and when I was a senior, they built the speedway out at the, out where it is now in the High Life Ronton. And
they used to race on the beach?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's where they used to have the car races, you know, they used to have turns up
races. And these races by Sir Malcolm Campbell and
I never got to
Lockhart.
Way down by the end, like they'd race partly on the beach and then they'd come up on a little dinky road, you know.
But that was before my time. As the children would say, that's back in the olden days. But then when I was in, like, say, the 8th or 9th grade, then it was, they would start. Sit like down at Port Orange or something and race on the.
I know.
And, but
the race was on
the beach. And the motorcycle races were down below Port Orange. But now it's all out at the International Speedway.
They keep our fingers to me out here,
that's
right.
Were there any farms around here?
Yeah, out this way. There's a lot of farms out this way. I mean, out west of the canal, right?
That's a significant change, I believe. That area used to have dairy farming.
Go opposite with your dog.
There's not very much farming there now.
Well, out around Sam Sula.
Sam Sula's been there about 100 and something years, actually.
Now, I've never been out there much myself.
Look at the Tomoka Farm Road, there's a
Big Tree Road.
Yeah.
There's quite a sizable farm. Not a, what you would call a tremendously big one, but a, what would you call it?
Over around Sanford and all over that way, haven't they?
No, that's just that's strictly truck farming. But Sam Sula's always been farming.
Sam Sula has been farming area for years.
It was settled by the Polish and the Polish people settled out.
Yeah.
And
they
the Czechoslovakians settled up in Ankara.
And
the canal,
of course, has been strictly farming area.
Well, for now it's all Czechoslovakians.
Tell me about where you were born at,
where,
I guess,
where was
Papa
born?
The
Hospital.
My
Mississippi, right?
Y'all were living at Port Orange?
New Hebron, Mississippi.
New Hebron, Mississippi?
I think we were
in Mississippi County, Arkansas.
Well, that's what I
and they were pioneers there.
How much education did they have?
Do we live in Daytona Beach when I was born?
They had very little.